This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, don't only focus on your cholesterol numbers. In the fight against heart disease and stroke, that is one key message being sent by the American Heart Association and the American College of Cardiology, which has announced new guidelines on cholesterol-lowering drugs, Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
For nearly 30 years, doctors have looked to LDL cholesterol levels. That's the bad cholesterol. The rule of thumb that doctors applied to nearly everybody was keep your cholesterol level under 100. Now the guidelines say that that number should be one of many things doctors should consider. Robert Goldberg is with the Center for Medicine in the Public Interest.
It's really a shift towards more individualized treatment, away from the numbers and more towards the certain risk factors. Those things are better guides.
Things like age or if they have diabetes. Now, if you're in that group, doctors may suggest that you take the cholesterol-reducing drugs known as statins, even if your cholesterol level is under 100. Eric Gordon is with the University of Michigan School of Business.
And also, it's kind of interesting timing that we're now going to probably double the number of people taking statins just after they've gone off patent.
Which means most of these drugs are now generic. Gordon says this is a lucky break for consumers because generics are a whole lot cheaper. I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.